After years of waiting, the mood in Indonesia's People's Representative Council was one of celebration. There's no place for sexual violence, House Speaker Puan Maharani declared as legislators passed a highly anticipated bill into law, which aims to create a better legal framework for victims of sexual abuse to secure justice.
This law is so important. All these years, there were so many victims who didn't get justice. They endured trauma, they were criminalized and victimized.
The law has been broadly welcomed by rights groups around the country for making the well-being of sexual abuse victims a priority by offering compensation and other support.
There are many breakthroughs in this law in the best interest of the victims.
It also expands the definition of sexual crimes to include different types of abuse.
Firstly and foremost, it actually regulates sexual crimes or sexual violence that previously are not considered as criminal acts or partially regulated, which includes sexual harassment.
Passing the bill wasn't easy. Supporters faced a strong challenge from those who are opposed to such laws. The bill had faced some backlash since its early stages, which caused delays in getting it passed. Conservative political parties and some religious groups were against it, saying it will encourage adultery and sex outside marriage.
The bill was in jeopardy. People were saying it supports free sex and opens the door for sexual deviance, but it was proven that narrative was not true.
Several high-profile cases helped keep the issue in public focus. Last month, a dean at a university in northern Indonesia was acquitted of all charges after a female student said he sexually harassed her. Her lawyer said he welcomes the new legislation.
Under the law, a letter from a psychologist can be used as evidence. I hope going forward, no more perpetrators of sexual violence will be set free.
Students at the university have held regular rallies in support of the student who made the allegations. Like many, they say they just want their campus and the rest of Indonesia to be a safer place. Jessica Washington, Al Jazeera, Jakarta.